And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, Sunday, July 21st, 2024. It was on this day in 2017, Wendy Wernith's book, Veggie Planet, Uncovering the Vegan Treasures Hiding in Your Favorite World Cuisines, was published. Wendy Wernith is an intrepid globetrotter, vegan foodie, and animal lover, and is on a mission to show how you can be vegan anywhere and spread compassion everywhere. In this vegan food guide, she highlights the many naturally vegan dishes in 11 of the world's most famous cuisines. A portion of the proceeds from every book sold is donated to the Humane League, an organization that works relentlessly to reduce animal suffering. It was on this day in 2023, several media outlets, including the Nature Journal and the New York Times, published the findings of the Oxford peer-reviewed study led by Peter Scarborough, professor of population health at Oxford. The study found that compared to meat-heavy diets, vegan diets resulted in 75% less land use, 54% less water use, and 66% less biodiversity loss. In terms of greenhouse gas emissions, people who ate one serving of meat daily accounted for 22.5 pounds of carbon dioxide emissions a day, due to, among other variables, the farming of livestock and land used to grow animal feed. Vegan diets had the lowest totals, accounting for 5.4 pounds of carbon dioxide a day. There were parallel effects on freshwater pollution and biodiversity loss by diet type. Dr. Scarborough said, while critiques of plant-based diets often highlight environmental effects of select vegan foods, such as the volume of water required to produce almond milk, the new research showed that plant-based diets had far less of an environmental toll than animal-based ones, regardless of how the food was produced. What our work says is even in the worst-case scenarios, the environmental footprint of vegan diets are much, much better than meat-consuming diets, Dr. Scarborough said. The Oxford study was funded by the Wellcome Trust, an independent global charity based in London focused on health research. And here's a poem for today by Ivan Sergeyevich Turgenev, The Sparrow. I was returning from hunting and walking along an avenue of the garden, my dog running in front of me. Suddenly, he took shorter steps and began to steal along as though tracking game. I looked along the avenue and saw a young sparrow with yellow about his beak and down on his head. He had fallen out of the nest. The wind was violently shaking the birch trees in the avenue and sat unable to move, helplessly flapping his half-grown wings. My dog was slowly approaching him, when suddenly, darting down from a tree close by, an old dark-throated sparrow fell like a stone right before his nose, and all ruffled up, terrified, with despairing and pitiful cheeps, she flung herself twice towards the open jaws of shining teeth. She sprang to save. She cast herself before her nestling, but all her tiny body was shaking with terror. Her note was harsh and strange. Swooning with fear, she offered herself up. What a huge monster must the dog have seemed to her! And yet she could not stay on her high branch out of danger. A force stronger than her will flung her down. My trésor stood still, drew back. Clearly, he too recognized this force. I hastened to call off the disconcerted dog and went away, full of reverence. Yes, do not laugh. I felt reverence for that tiny, heroic bird, for her impulse of love. Love, I thought, is stronger than death or the fear of death. Only by it, by love, life holds together and advances. The poem The Sparrow, published in 1878 and written by Ivan Sergeyevich Turgenev, This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with the reminder that every day is the right day to show mercy to animals.